It's been 5.5 years since Falah Abdul-Latif moved to Glastonbury with his wife and 5 sons. They came to Connecticut because this is where his friend Tim Kuhn lived. Kuhn, who is now a colonel with the U.S. Army Reserves, first met the Iraqi translator during a year-long deployment to Bakuba, Iraq. Abdul-Latif was part of Kuhn's team as they trained a transitional Iraqi army unit. Once he came home, Kuhn worked tirelessly with the help of the Glastonbury community to get Abdul-Latif and his family here. As Kuhn told me in August while shuffling through mounds of paperwork for Abdul-Latif's visa, it was the least he could do for his friend.
We owed a lot to Falah, not just me, but everybody on the team.
On Thursday, Kuhn stood next to his friend, both men smiling wide, as they waited for the citizenship ceremony to begin. Abdul-Latif was dressed in a sharp navy blue suit next to Kuhn, who was wearing his army dress uniform.
Very excited for him and his family and my family and my extended Falcon family,
yeah.
My team that was in there in Iraq, my extended brothers. I'm jumping up and down inside.
This is a smile of joyful moment to have my citizenship. It is a big moment for me.
Abdul-Latif applied for citizenship along with his wife, Hannah. His wife was sworn in as a citizen this summer, but Abdul-Latif got to take his citizenship oath simultaneously alongside his 22-year-old son. Their oldest son is already a citizen and a member of the Connecticut National Guard. Abdul-Latif has taken a job working as a translator for a U.S. defense contractor. That means he'll be going back to Iraq for a short time, but this time he'll be returning as an American citizen. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.